Powered by Riverside. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Podcast. This is a very special edition, volume 2025, and tonight is the Michigan Music Awards show. My name's C. Willie. I am your host, joined again by the wonderful and talented
Cutter P.
And our special guest that we have with us, Matthew Rose. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I am beyond excited and so honored to be here right now, so thank you so much.
Well, and so are we. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. You have the Michigan Music Awards program coming up at the end of this month. This show's going live on Sunday, March 2nd. So that last Saturday of the month, March 29th, is the actual awards show. And we'll talk about that in a second. But tell us a little bit about the Michigan Music Awards, your program or your company, and how everything came together.
So I guess the best place to start is, you know, I've loved music my entire life. It's always been a part of my family, my upbringing. And I always wanted to do something in the music business. So since I can remember, I've always just had music playing in my headphones and singing and dancing, whether I could do it well or not, doesn't matter. I just did it. So a little more recently, this was probably about, November, like right around Thanksgiving or so, I was talking with a good buddy of mine, Brad Stewart. And we were chatting just about some things and about, how like it's frustrating for local musicians to really make a name for themselves because there's so much talent all over the place that, that people are in competition with each other. And, so you got these people that are established that just run the gambit and take all of the earnings and all of the gigs and all this stuff. And then you got these little guys scattered out in these rural areas and whatnot that they just don't know where to go, don't know what to do. And there's nothing around them that is like, hey, come here and play. We want you to play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It all basically started with that, where I just was like, man, there should really be like a community of these musicians and not just Detroit or Lansing or Grand Rapids. It should be the whole state. And Brad was like, that sounds like a really cool idea, man. You should do that. And I'm like, yeah, I should. I think I'm going to do that. So I just basically, it kind of took off from there. I didn't really like push too much on it until late December, because you know, holiday stuff going on and everything like that. It was, you know, it's difficult to do all that. And at the time, I had a full time job, so I was working. My fiance was working, and just a lot going on. And so I would do little things like I'd file some paperwork here and there with the state to get all that, you know, fun stuff out of the way, and then come December, I sat down with Brad again and I was like, so now what do I do? I go, I know some people in this business, but I don't know a lot of people in this business. Yeah. And I've met people through Brad, 'cause him and I have been friends for the better part of 15 years now. And I've met a lot of people through him, a lot of wonderful musicians and whatnot. So he gave me like a list of, for sake of argument, we'll say like 20 names of people to contact. And within a week, those 20 names turned into 150, turned into 200. And we're well over 300-400 names now just in our contact list. So it just like that, it just kind of went from there.
It's taken off.
Yeah. So we've got, I know I'm kind of rambling and,
Go ahead.
It up and answer your question here. But so like we've got people literally from all over the state as far as Mayo and beyond to, you know, down closer to the border of Ohio, of all these musicians, engineers, studio professionals. I mean, you name it, we've got them. And it's just the outpouring of support and all that has been, it's been amazing. It's been amazing.
Well, and you can tell what the reach has been when you take a look at your list of nominees. Now, we were talking about the actual awards show that you're focused on right now, March 29th.
Yeah.
And we'll talk in a second here, if you would, about how people get involved and how they can vote for the people on this list. But I've been thumbing through this, and I have my handy dandy cell phone here and taking a look at it. It's not like you have a dozen performers and they're occupying all of your categories and all of your now. This is a who's who of the independent musicians in the state of Michigan. Quarter Peep and I were talking before we went on tonight that we're kind of like proud parents because there are a lot of Vehicle City Sound veterans that are on this list, and it's great. Brad Stewart among them. It's, yeah, you know, it's great to see some of these folks that are here, and even better hearing how quickly this has all been put together, and you have that kind of reach. That's got to make you feel good about the importance of what you're doing.
Oh yeah, it really does. Like I said, that, like you said, the reach has just been, it's been amazing. You know, I know, and some people don't know, but on Facebook, you know, sometimes you got these little insights that you can see and all that. And I get really excited about seeing how good a post does or something like that. And, you know, yeah, I love it. It gets me excited, you know?
Absolutely.
I went in, this was all in the span of actually this week, like at the beginning of the week, I was at just around 22,000 for my reach. And halfway through the week, I look again, we're at 50,000.
That's fantastic.
Closer to the end of the week now, we're at like 80,000, 90,000. And then I looked this morning, I told my fiance, I go, babe, you're not going to believe this. We just broke 100,000.
Yeah.
So it's incredible.
That's doing something.
It's incredible.
It's great when you see those sorts of things begin to snowball and those numbers will keep moving up and keep moving up. You're going to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing that really excites me too is like there's this little known artist somewhere up in the UP or something, you know. Eventually it'll get to him and he'll realize that he's connected with somebody who's toured the world with a band that he's been listening to since forever, you know what I mean? Or his parents to listen to. And to be able to bridge that gap and bring those two people together. That's why I wanted to do this.
That's the right cause. That's the right reason. Is being able to do something. That's the same that we look at here. We're giving a platform to these independent artists for the same reason you talk about. They maybe can't get into the venues that they want to get into because some of the more popular acts are. Well, here we are.
Yeah.
And here's the opportunity. And you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we got March 29th. We put out there for the date. We're still waiting to reveal the venue.
Yes.
That's going to be coming here very, very soon. But tell us, how do people get involved? I know, Quarter Peep, you might want to talk a little bit about your experience. It was a pretty easy process, correct, to join?
To join, become a member was simple. And for $25, I mean, you get a lot. I mean, you get the insights, you get to know what's going on for events. And like you said, once a month, they're going to hopefully start holding some events, whether it's songwriting or something that might appeal. Again, if you're up here in like North Michigan, down here in South, it's a way for them to connect. So I think that's a great idea. The process is easy. And basically, you submit the form the next day. Hey, you know what? You become a member. You pay the fee. That was it. It's a simple process.
Yeah.
But to confirm, though, who can join?
So really, anybody that's involved in Michigan music in some way can join. You don't have to be. You don't have to be Kid Rock or Eminem. You can be. You can be Joseph Miller from Marquette, Michigan, who plays the guitar at his church. You know what I mean? Like, it really doesn't matter, because I do want those. I want those young people that don't know where to go or don't know how to write a song or don't know how to start anything to be able to connect with the veterans of this business that have toured the planet. So So really, we do have a small vetting process. So there are some processes that go faster than others when it comes to the vetting. But you know, it's not like we're doing FBI background checks or anything.
Yeah. But you do want people that are active in music in some way. I think you mentioned to me, so great if you're an engineer, recording studio, you work there, or you've played, or you are playing. Those are the folks you want.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we've even gone as far as, like, I want people who are agents representing artists or entertainment lawyers. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're in, if you're touching, like you said, if you're touching this business in some way, shape, or form, you can be a member. We just ask that you, you show us a little bit of proof as to what it is you're doing or have done. If you're an older artist or whatever it is and you've retired, that's fine too. But we want somebody who's, who has been or is doing something in the industry here in Michigan.
And important, too, in order for anybody to vote for these awards, and voting, it just opened up. Voting is live February 28th, so last Friday through Friday, March 14th. But you have to be a member to be able to vote, correct?
Yes. So the way that all works is when a member joins, like, for instance, Quarter Peak, when you joined, I have not done this yet, but we will be sending out, actually, I think later this evening, we might be sending out this evening or tomorrow, we'll be sending out the email with the link that will take you to the actual poll that you can then vote on. And then once you vote, like, while you're voting, you can go back and change your vote if you decide to, or you don't have to vote for a certain category if you're not comfortable, like, I don't know who these people are, I don't want to snub anyone, that's fine. So you can vote for as many categories or as few categories as you like. But once you submit that vote, that's it. So now,
so it's one per person,
right? Only one person can vote one time. So basically what we're trying to avoid, and I want to be very careful about how I say this, because I've had some conversations with people, and I don't want anybody to think I'm talking directly to someone or something or anything like that. But what we're trying to avoid is everybody getting their friends to come on and bombard our site with votes for them. And then this kid who's worked really, really hard that has a great song that everybody likes loses because this person's best friend, who's never even heard his music, just decides to vote. You know what I mean? So that's why we ask for members to join and to become a member to vote. So it, it keeps it so that everybody is being, being voted on their talents by people of the same ilk.
That's, you know, that makes all kinds of sense. You, no ballot box stuffing at this point.
Exactly.
No, I think that is a great way to do it.
Now, where those who are listening and they want to become a member, where can they do that at?
Okay, so they go to MichiganMusicAwards.com, and there will be a tab at the top of the page, and it'll say membership, member or membership. Click on that, and really, like you said earlier, the process is really simple. It just tells you what information to fill out. There have been a couple of people that don't put in their industry role. It does help us a whole lot if you put that in, so we kind of know what we're looking for. So yeah, it does help. There are people out there that have signed up for memberships, and it's obvious who they are. I'm not going to say names, but, you know, they're well-known individuals in the music business. So it's like that vetting process is a little bit easier. You don't have to put a role if you don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So it's a little different. But, yeah, that's it's super simple. And right now the turnaround time is maybe a day, if that. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer, especially as things start growing. We just ask for people's patience while we grow. People have been super patient, but we try to get that stuff turned around. And when people send their payments in as well, I guess I should explain how that works. Once you do apply and you are mm-hmm. accepted, you receive an email with another link that will take you to a payment place through it's through Square. And then you mm-hmm. just go and you pick, you can pick your annual membership, which is $25 for the year, or you can do a lifetime membership, which is $250. And mm-hmm. and then real quickly, just to tell you what else a membership gets you besides the voting. So as time moves on, like I said, and as we grow, we will be having workshops. We will be having showcases. We will be doing area specific shows all over the state. And some of those shows will be charged, but the members will go for free. Now, some of our workshops and things like that will also be free to members. Some of them we may have to charge depending on, you know, how that works out with whoever's doing the workshop, but they will be getting a discount. But anybody else that wants to do these things and that are not a member, they most certainly can. They would just pay full price for whatever it is we're charging at that moment. So that's basically all that.
That's the value of the membership, and it sounds fantastic. Yeah. You've really hit on something. This is very good. Very, very good.
It's very good. Like, again, like you said, you're closing the gap between, you know, certain relationships, like, okay, that gives them the confidence and the knowledge and the resources that they didn't know that they had.
Yeah.
You know, you could be in, you know, Bad Axe, and then you're over here down in Michigan City borderline. So it's like, okay, so who do I need to meet that's my general or understands what I'm trying to do? So yeah, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned too the support. Now you see that with the numbers when you're starting to see, you know, we're exceeding 100,000 in our reach, but the folks that have reached out to you, that's continuing to grow too, correct?
Yeah. I mean, like I've never been a huge person that posts a lot on Facebook or goes a lot on Facebook and does all that kind of social media stuff. Not to say I haven't, I just don't do it a lot. So I've always been that guy that I maintain a smooth 200-400 friends on Facebook, you know, because they're all people I know. So yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but since this all started, I mean that's obviously growing too. And I've met just so many amazing and wonderful people. I mean, like, I don't know. I feel bad. I want to mention some names of people that have reached out, but at the same time, I don't want to snub anybody else. So I'll just say I've had the pleasure of meeting some very talented, very humble people in this state, and some very, very, very influential people. And it's just like, when I talk to these people, I go, I can't believe I just talked to the guy who did this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I know this from my childhood. Yeah. So it's like, it's been
great. We can relate. So we usually have that awe moment after a show is done. Or, wow. Yeah. Can you believe what we just did?
Yeah. That's exactly it. Once I hang up the phone or I'm done, you know, replying to that message or email or whatever, I'll sit back and I'll just go, wow.
Yeah.
That was so cool. You know,
boy, I hope I didn't say anything really stupid.
Right. Yeah, I've done that too. There a couple of times, you know, I fat fingered a couple of messages and whatnot, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so embarrassed. But you know, we're all human, so it is.
That's
what it
right.
It yeah, happens. It's I'm telling you, man, I'm having fun doing this, and everybody's been amazing.
Well, and you're doing something that's certainly needed. You're doing something that the artists all over are going to appreciate, do appreciate, and certainly are going to be supporting. Let's talk about it one more time. March 29th, venue to be determined. We'll be hearing about that very soon, but give us some of the other details. How many awards did you say are going to be given out?
So there were a few categories because, again, we are new and growing. There were some categories that we didn't have any nominees for. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of wiped those categories out. We kept it as simple as possible, just two awards for every genre. We're looking at right now approximately 48 winners.
God, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So we're hoping – I don't want to have – an award show that goes too long and starts, you know, boring people and losing their interest and whatnot. But what I'd like to do is I've got a couple of bands that have reached out to me that are very interested in performing. So we will have, at minimum, we're going to have at least two bands perform during the award show. Not sure where that'll fall yet or how that'll work. I'm going to see about maybe getting a couple of maybe big names to come and present some awards. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's, and again, that's one of those things that's kind of in the works to see if we can do. But I mean, it's, if it goes well, I'll consider it a win if we have, you know, 100 people. If we can get 1,600 people, 2,000 people, that'd be even better, you know. But
well, you told us when we got started tonight, it's a free show. And you don't have to be a member to be there. So,
no, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, we encourage everybody to come out. We want the bands that are nominated, the artists that are nominated, even the ones that aren't, come on out and enjoy the show and enjoy getting to mingle with all these people, because you never know who's going to be there. You don't know who you'll meet. I want family members of all these people to be there to witness. Yeah. Like, it could be the first time your loved one has been nominated for anything. And they have as good a chance to win as the most seasoned professional that's on those lists there. Yeah. So, I encourage everybody to go. I would love to have you guys out. That'd be fantastic.
Absolutely.
It'll be a lot of fun. I want everybody and their mom, so to speak.
Oh yeah. There's no way we're going to miss this. This is a lot of fun. And we do have to brag. We're nominated. Vehicle City Sound. So I'm not recruiting votes. I'm just saying, hey, that was a shock to us. Just a shock to us.
And we're well deserved.
Thank you. We're very, very honored. All right, one more time. Where do we find you?
You can find us at MichiganMusicAwards.com. We're also on Facebook at Michigan Music Awards. Feel free to reach out to me too if anybody has any questions. Matthew Rose, you can find me on Facebook, or chances are if you message the awards page or the website, it'll get to me. Somebody will get it to me on my team. So real quick, I just want to thank everybody that has supported me, my family and my friends that have supported me, especially my fiance. She has been, I don't have the words. She's been so incredible. And definitely last but not least, you guys have been absolutely incredible. I've really been honored to get to know you the little bit that I have so far. So you guys are great. And I will do this show anytime you guys want to. I absolutely, absolutely love it.
We appreciate that. And believe me, it's reciprocal here. We appreciate the opportunity to meet you. What you're doing is special. What you're doing right now is something that's definitely needed. And somebody is going to be touched by this, and you're going to influence some careers. You know, what's happening with what you guys are setting up here, it's going to definitely influence some careers. And maybe you just gave somebody a career they didn't know they were going to have.
Right.
You know, that's the beauty of this. You just don't know who it's going to touch and how it's going to touch them. But it is, you're doing something certainly of value, and certainly that we are looking up to. And we're looking forward to the show on March 29th.
Well, thank you. I look forward to seeing you guys there.
You bet. And as soon as we know, folks, we get the details, we're going to continue to push this out on our sites. You'll see it on the Michigan Music Awards sites. We're going to get a crowd there. We're going to have some fun.
Mm-hmm. That was fantastic.
Matthew Rose from Michigan Music Awards, thank you so much. And we're looking forward to supporting you every way we can, sir.
Thank you very much. And it's been my pleasure. I've had a great time. Thank you guys so much.
You bet. Keep watching for more, folks. Be good.